Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. We have a lunch report for you from the all-new Boathouse restaurant in Disney Springs, free experiences for DVC members, summer news from Tokyo Disney, and so much more. But first, we've got a couple of cool announcements. We're having a monorail crawl, right, Tony?
Chug-a-lug. Yep.
So it's going to be here before we know it. Saturday, May 9th, we're going to begin at Meisner's Lounge in the Grand Floridian at 7 o'clock p.m. We want to thank our sponsor of the goodie bags and prizes for the monorail crawl, Legends Events. They are bringing you your favorite Disney stars. You can check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/Legends Events Group. So thank you guys for that. We really appreciate it. We're going to have some great stuff. Also coming up soon is, again, being held at Walt Disney World's coolest summer ever, an all-night party in the Magic Kingdom. For this one, it's going to be May 22nd in the upper level of the Tomorrowland Terrace. We're going to begin at 9 p.m. And we want to thank Big Ears Adventures for helping us cover the cost of goodie bags and prizes for this event. It's first come, first served. I'm sure there's going to be a huge crowd for this one. So make sure you come on over and see us, close to 9 o'clock if you can. Also, you want to check out the Facebook page for Big Ears Adventures. They are at facebook.com/Big Ears Adventures. So thank you guys so much for that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have a thing that I will be bringing with us to the monorail crawl as well. And I'll just leave that as a surprise. I'm not going to say what it is.
I like the mystery.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Okay, so this past Saturday, I was at the new Boathouse for lunch. And I was pretty excited, I have to say. I went with our good friend John Donahue and another friend, Raphael, who you can catch him at dumouse.com. He does some awesome photography, and he has some really good blog posts. So, if you can go over and check out Raphael over at dumbmouse.com, and his mom was with us as well. So, I don't want to leave Raphael's mom off the list.
Aww.
Little dining group.
That's nice.
Yep, this is really an interesting place. Like I said, I think we said this last week. It's about 27,000 square feet. Will seat about 600 people. I think that's 400 inside and 200 outside. They have some very cool, awesome toys outside, some of which you'll get to use and some which are just what they're calling art pieces, which are these very cool boats. If you want to see some of the boats that are out there, Krista probably has pictures on her site, DisneyWays.com. Mm-hmm. And I have a whole bunch of pictures over at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can find them in a blog post out there too. So some things I found out while I was there. One is it's still in soft opening. I don't know when they're going to have their official opening, but I believe it's coming soon. Part of this, this is the guys who bring us T-Rex, Rainforest Cafe, and Yak and Yeti, but they've also brought in another partner in this restaurant called the Gibson Group, and they are known for, there's a Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago, and it is a world-famous restaurant in Chicago that serves some of the best, steaks and chops and things like that, and that is, they're using the Gibson Steak Program at this restaurant to bring us the best quality steaks and meat. It is not, I am not going to say family dining, but it is upscale dining. Okay, so you are going to pay more. I would call it a signature. If you're going to put it up against a Disney restaurant, I would call it signature dining. I would not call it your, one of the mill, grab a burger kind of thing. Even burgers are expensive. I had what they called, it was a clam strip, a beach bingo. So it was like clam strips and fries in a basket. And that was $19. To compare that to other places that I have had that outside of Disney, you know, it's like $16, and the portion size was a little larger. So it is a little bit on the upscale dining side. They will have very soon up and running the Amphicars, cars, which we've seen driving around the water there. They are waiting for Disney's health and safety to sign off on their water cars and their water taxis that they're going to be using. So right now, what I was told, and this could change, because I think Disney is also setting the price on these, the Amphicars would be about $125 for a 20-minute trip, and it can hold three passengers.
And you get a captain and a tour.
Yeah, and a captain and a tour.
That's what I heard.
The other thing is they're going to have what they're calling two water taxis, and these are really built for just two people. So if a couple wanted to have a special celebration, they can put you in a water taxi and serve you strawberries and champagne, and your captain will take you out for a nice little taxi ride. They don't have any pricing on that as of right, well, Saturday when I was there. They weren't sure what that would be. The restaurant will be open till 2 a.m., and that means that they will be serving food up until 2 a.m. I'm sure you can't go in there at 2 a.m. and order something. You probably have to be there a little bit before, but they will be open to 2 a.m., and they said they will be serving food. They have two menus. One is their regular dining menu, which will be for lunch and dinner, and right now they're not going to be open for breakfast. That may change. And then they have what they call a bar menu, which is a little bit smaller menu. And I can't say less expensive. It's just less items on it. So a lot of your steaks and your chops and things are off there. It's more like burgers and salads and things like that. So what you would consider maybe bar food, it's really not. It's like upscale bar food. There are three bars, two inside and one outside. There are four dining areas in the restaurant. There's the main dining area where the live entertainment is, and then three other rooms. And the last room, furthest away from the main entrance, is this very, it almost looks like Victorian Albert's. It's all, hard, dark-colored woods. It's got its own doors that can close. You could probably have a private event in there. And it's a very nice, warm room with a nice fireplace at the end. Very cool-looking room. That was not open, or they weren't using it yet. The managers tell me they're trying to, get the staff and the kitchen staff up to speed. So they don't want to overload them with having a lot of people. So they were just trying to hold back for right now. They do have a raw bar, so you can order, like oysters on the half shell and clams on half shell and things like that. And the other thing, which I was kind of surprised, is the menu changes daily. And they print it out daily, and it has the date printed at the top.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If you go there and you have a menu that doesn't have today's date on it, you should probably tell your waitress you have the wrong menu. I am going to give this a highly recommend. Try it at least once if you can afford it. You can go online and see their menu right now at Disney.com. I'm not sure if their website had it. The last time I was at their website, the Boathouse website, wasn't there yet. But I know Disney had it on theirs. So that's. I think it's going to be a great addition. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There are some nice areas also out on the deck area that they built that you can just go sit and have a couple cocktails with some friends. There's even a fire pit outside as well. Go check
Sounds
it out.
Sounds wonderful. You know what? I'm wondering if the daily menu thing is because they're in soft openings. Like, I wonder if they're just checking to see what's popular.
No, it's because they get different steaks and chops from Chicago flown in daily, and also whatever they catch. They're working with some fishermen, and whatever the fishermen catch will be then on the menu.
Excellent.
Yeah, so they're not, they have some things on their menu that they're part of this fisherman's program where they work with local fishermen. They're not flying things in from, you know, strange, weird places. Although I think they do get some lobsters and things from Maine.
Yeah, well, it just sounds incredible. And I mean, and then you've got some news about, sounds like summer, your favorite thing.
Yeah, stinks like summer. It's back. It's hot and smelly and it smells like summer. Yeah, so Epcot made an announcement of their lineup this year of Sounds Like Summer concert series. And these are the bands that are not really the bands. These are the well, they sound like that, but they're really not that. It's still fun. If you're in Epcot during the evening, during the summer, it's better than not having anything there at all. From June 7th to July 25th, the American Gardens will have some of the best tribute bands. And what is it starting with? All right. This year's lineup starts on July 7th to July 13th with DSB, which is a tribute band to Journey. I think I heard them last year, and they were actually pretty good. They weren't that bad. June 14th to June 20th, you have 2U, which is a tribute band to U2. June 21st to the 26th, you have Michael DeGalisi and Big Shot, which is a tribute Billy Joel band. Now, I wonder if this is the guy that Billy Joel hired.
Mike Del Giudice. I'm one of them saying it's Del Giudice. They were great. If it's the same one as before, they were pretty good.
Because Billy Joel hired the guy who was doing the Billy Joel tribute band on Long Island. He's now his band manager who goes and does the shows in New York City with him.
Cool.
So if it's that guy, we'll have to find out. Maybe we'll bring to you next week.
I'll go to that one. I love Billy Joel music. I don't care who sings it.
June 27th to July 4th, you have Don't Look Back, which is a tribute to Boston. I like Boston. July 5th to July 11th, you have Fire and Ice, which is a tribute to Pat Benatar. Well, that should be interesting. I may have to go see that.
They're going to hit you with their best shot.
Yeah. Probably not very good, though. July 12th to the 18th is Staying Alive, a tribute to the Bee Gees. July 19th to the 25th, you have Hotel California, which is a salute to the Eagles. These show times are 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. daily, and this starts on June 7th. So if you're in town and you're at Epcot, grab a brewski and hop on over to the American Gardens Theater.
Yes, it's so much fun and it's so hot right now, but enjoy the music and get a cold beverage. Sounds great. So speaking of cooling off, if you want to have the coolest summer ever at Disney's Hollywood Studios, you can reserve a Frozen Summer Fun premium package. Yes, they are now available for dates starting June 17th through September 7th. So you can have a day fit for Arendelle royalty with reserved viewing to a trio of Frozen Summer Fun experiences and chill out with cool refreshments. So here's what you get with your Summer Fun premium package. You're going to see Anna and Elsa in the reserved viewing for Frozen Royal Welcome, complete with regal refreshments, which are going to be water, a selection of soft drinks, and ice cream bars. I got to say, it's pretty cool to be able to just go up and get as many ice cream bars for you and your family, and they just hand them to you. There's no money exchange. It's just part of the package. It's very fun. Reserve seating for your choice of one showtime of For the First Time in Forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. You also get Frozen fireworks viewing with dessert party, a dazzling nighttime display of fireworks paired with Frozen themed desserts, as well as specialty alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. And finally, the cost for this is $69 for adults and $39 for children ages 3 to 9. That includes your tax and gratuity. Reservations can be made online for this package by calling 407-939-3463, also known as 407-WDW-DINE. Package availability is limited, so don't let this opportunity go. This was a lot of fun. I did this one earlier in the year and really enjoyed it. And it is a lot of ice cream and just fun. So if you're into the Frozen stuff, which everybody still is, they're coming down here and getting in line for Anna and Elsa. I think this is going to be a wonderful thing for them. Just another offering so you can get your Frozen fix.
I would eat my weight in Mickey bars for $69. That's what I would do if I was dropping $69. Hey, talk about Frozen. So, you know, they have that sing-along over in the Theater to the Stars, I think that is. Yeah. So I heard that once it's done at the end of the summer, that theater is going to be shut down. This is the rumor I'm hearing. And they are building a new theater back by the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, you know, where they used to put the Darth Maul shopping tent.
Oh.
And that's they're calling it a black box theater.
Cool.
And they'll be able to have different kinds of shows and movies and special events in there when needed. I think this is all in the preparation for something coming to that side of the park.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of which, Tony, did you have you been over to where Captain EO was to see the Tomorrowland
preview? I have
not.
Nope, not yet.
I went and saw it the very first day, and I got my little pin because I'm an annual pass holder. And I got to tell you, it's so awesome. And I mean, I don't know about you, Tony, but I was already excited about this movie because of the D23 event that we attended in November. But it's just a beautiful movie. I love everything about it. I can't wait to see the whole thing. So if you're in Epcot and you're near the Imagination Pavilion, go in there and check out the Tomorrowland preview. They're not giving away pins anymore, but you can go in and see the preview. Nothing like I was expecting the seats to drop or something to blow in your face or something like that, because that's what happens at Captain EO. None of that happens, but they do a special effect. They do like some lighting and I think a little bit of smoke and stuff like that. So just so you know, your seat's not going to be moving or anything like that, but it's a great preview.
Yeah, it will, because Raphael and John did it and their seats did move. And
okay.
They're not always working, or they're not somehow always synced up with the film, but they are doing in theater special effects. So like when the bus is kind of rolling, I guess they're moving, the seat kind of rumbles. And then when you get the person gets off the bus, it kind of like drops down.
Oh, fun. OK, so it wasn't doing that on day one, but I guess it's doing it now. That's awesome.
So, well, I can't say it's doing it now. They said it's been like on and off. And kind of, you know, wishy-washy. And if it's working, it'll be cool. You'll have some, you know, edited experience. If it's not working, well, you still got to see the trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard that they are giving the pins out until supplies last, and I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't just the first day. They were going to do it for until supplies last. So I don't know what that means. So don't get, you know, don't tell them, hey, the Disney Parks podcast said we can have our pin. I don't want to get any calls from Disney. It's while supplies last. So we are not while supplies last. Okay. I have a feeling between now and like July and maybe even past that, this is going to turn into the Disneyland Parks podcast, because there is going to be a lot of stuff happening at Disneyland. And we are just starting to get a taste of some things. You know, later in the news, we're going to talk about some things that are happening there. But this next set of news is these are Disney Vacation Club membership magic things that can happen at Disneyland. So if you are a Disney Vacation Club member, remember you have your membership magic. Okay, it's a list of these kind of perks. Well, they've added a couple now to Disneyland. So the first one is called Fitness in the Park, and it offers guests an early morning stretch and Pilates workout in the Paradise Pier area of Disney's California Adventure. Fitness equipment is provided, and all attendees will receive a membership magic workout towel and Jamba Juice. The activity is available on Tuesday mornings from 7 to 8, and capacity is limited to 10 guests per week. Booking opens on May 19, 2015, and the first session will be offered on June 2nd. Contact the DVC Member Services to register. That's number one. Number two, you have the Disney Vacation Club Neighborhood Power Walk, and it's exactly what the name suggests. It's a power walk through Disney's California Adventure. Complimentary Jamba Juice smoothies and a chair massage are all included with the experience, taking place Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And the power walk will be offered starting on Thursday, June 4th, 2015. Reservations accepted through member services beginning on May 19th, and the minimum age to participate is age 14. Yes, 18 and under must be accompanied by an adult.
How cool. So awesome. So this is more Disneyland stuff. Disney Vacation Club member movies will be hosted on the hotel's Parkview Terrace every week from November 2015 to March 2016. They're going to have free refreshments provided during the family-friendly activity. And finally, not complimentary, but still exclusive to DVC members, is early morning access to the Anna and Elsa boutique at Downtown Disney. So 2 days a week, members receive early access to the boutique and its lineup of Frozen-themed makeovers. Reservations can be made 60 days in advance through member services. So way to go, Disneyland. Some wonderful stuff for DVC members. I hope that we follow suit a little bit. That would be fun here in Orlando.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good. So new allergy menus showed up on April 14th at Walt Disney World Resorts. They rolled out these new allergy-friendly menus to all of its counter service and table service restaurants. The rollout began with the signature restaurants and will eventually hit all of the other counter service locations. According to the Disney Parks blog, the new allergy-friendly menus provide allergen content for each menu item, making informed choices easier. Menu selection includes appetizers, where applicable, entrees, side items, desserts, kid meals, and focus on the most common allergens of gluten, wheat, milk, peanut, tree nuts, and fish. So in this announcement, Disney also includes the recently updated JNCO menu, so potential guests can see what it looks like before their arrival at the restaurant. Disney provides no specific timeline for all restaurants or resorts on property, but the press release indicated that Disney hoped to have these menus at all locations within the next few weeks. If you do have someone in your party or yourself that needs one of these dining things, please, you know, make sure that you mention that prior to, because a lot of times the chefs will bring certain products into the restaurant so that they can make you a proper meal and, you know, make sure that everything is there for your needs. I know our friend Sarah Norris over at Gluten Free, Dairy Free, Walt Disney World. I think that's her website.
You got it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm starting to get the hang of this now. She has a great list of tips and things for traveling to Walt Disney World and has a great site with tons. I mean, she probably has all these menus already. If you're really looking for some of these menus, I would probably just go over there. It'd be a lot easier and time saving. I wouldn't even bother with Disney.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she knows more than Disney when it comes to these things.
I think she does. Yep.
Yeah. So that's good to hear.
So a little more Disneyland 60th news. Guests can join a daily Diamond March along Main Street USA with the Disneyland Band and Disney characters in their sparkling new Diamond Celebration costumes. The cavalcade concludes with a Diamond sing-along at Town Square in Disneyland Park. That's pretty cool. And then also on Main Street USA, the Dapper Dans Quartet is going to invite guests to join Diamond sing-alongs, while the Straw Hatters Band will encourage Diamond dance-alongs. So every musical group across the Disneyland Resort is incorporating special Diamond celebration moments into its shows. So I don't know what a Diamond dance-along looks like, but I want to participate in that. That's all I know.
I'm not sure what that is either. They didn't have any pictures of what that is or any description, so it'll be interesting. So also along with some more Disneyland 60th news over at Disney's California Adventure Park, guests may dream along with Mickey Mouse and the Red Car Newsboys as Mickey shares a whole new song about his vision for the happiest place on Earth when the Five and Dime arrive on Buena Vista Street. Guests will be immersed in a joyous dance along with Dime, Goofy, and the boys. Sounds like fun. I did not get a chance to see it last time. I'm very disappointed. Now I have to go back. Mm-hmm. Also, Mad Tea Party returns. If you can see me, I'm raising my hands, raise the roof. I know this is a big hit in Disneyland. And I think this is a big hit because it's really geared towards the locals. It's like their Pleasure Island, but at a park, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen video of this, so it'll be good. So beginning May 22nd, as guests are invited down the rabbit hole to experience the Diamond Mad Tea Party, a nighttime entertainment party inspired by Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland motion picture. the Mad Tea Party main stage will feature a live band performing contemporary and classic rock favorites, as well as newly mashed up Disney tunes, and give a rare Mad Tea Party twist. When the band isn't on stage, the White Rabbit DJ takes over, playing the hottest and the latest dance tunes. That sounds like fun. Also, for the Mad Tea Party, the hottest deck in town dance crew will perform the high energy show with a new look at a new location at the Hollywood Backstage. The Diamond Mad Tea Party guests will also play interactive games, take photos, or just chill out with a cold drink from the Drink Me Bar or the Chiller Truck. A new photo location combines the fantastical spirit of the Mad Tea Party with a tribute to Disney's past. Whew, that sounds like a party.
Yes, it does. Sounds spectacular.
Disneyland knows how to party.
Yeah. All right, so next up, we're going to move over to Asia. Tokyo Disneyland. We've got some really cool stuff from our friends Chris and Trish from TDRExplorer.com. Thank you guys for these updates. And there was so much. I'm going to save some for next week. There's some really cool stuff going on over there in Tokyo for the summer. They've announced their new details for their upcoming summer events. And these will officially kick off in, July 9th through August 31st. So one of them is called Natsu Matsuri, and that means summer festival in Japanese. That's going to make a return. So Tokyo Disneyland will be decorated in colorful banners and lanterns. There'll be new merchandise and special food menus also being offered. And if you go to the website, tdrexplorer.com, you'll see the beautiful picture of the tasty pork tortilla from Cafe Orleans. Really, really cool. And then the popular Castle Four-Court show, which is called Garryo Gunbu. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, sorry, is back, and it's got some changes. Mickey's team and Donald's team have agreed to swap sides for this summer, along with new dance routines. And then we have Ondakodan. And this is a popular kids program, which also makes a comeback this year. Opening the 17th of July, 2015, they've got a brand new attraction coming. It's called Stitch Encounter, and it's going to open up in Tomorrowland. Guests are going to have an exciting chance to interact with the lovable blue alien in this interactive experience. This attraction is completely in Japanese. This is what I love about TDRExplorer.com. They really give you all the details that you need to know. So this one's going to be in Japanese, but I'm sure it's really cool to watch even if you don't know Japanese. And then there's going to be a mystery solving program, and this goes along with the Stitch attraction. So Stitch has gone missing, and you have to try to help find him by solving clues hidden around the park. And like I said, the storyline is going to be linked to the new Stitch Encounter attraction. So much fun going on for this summer in Tokyo, and just makes me want to go even more than I already did. Let's go.
Hey, do they have on their site? I haven't been to the site in a while. Shame on me. But videos of some of these things?
Yes. Trish has a YouTube channel that's just out of control. She's got some great stuff on there. And I'm sure there's probably a link, or you can write to her or let us know if you have trouble finding it. We'll send you a link. She's got some great videos.
Yeah, because I'd like to see some of these things. Probably I'll cry, but I want to see them. Yeah, because it sounds cool.
You know? Yeah.
They do some very interesting things with the characters in the shows. And I think they really go kind of to a different, you know, I guess here in Disney World, we're looking for a global entertainment appeal. And there, I think they're almost like Disneyland, where they're catering to the Japanese culture and how they like their entertainment and their shows presented to them. And it's obviously different the way we get ours read to us in the park. So it's very interesting and cool to see.
Great stuff.
All right. I think that puts a fork in it, and we can call it done, right? We got nothing else?
Yes. Yes. We've been all around the world and to the Disney park. So thank you for joining us today on the show. We appreciate it. We know there's a lot of great shows out there that you can listen to. So thank you so much for checking out Disney Parks Podcast and hanging in there with us. We have some of the best listeners in the whole wide world. And we just want to let you know we appreciate you. And we will see you in the parks.
Hi, I'm Tony.
And I'm Krista. Tune into our show, Stars and Motor Cars, Saturday afternoons at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio.
Every week, you'll hear us chat with Disney legends, Imagineers, and actors like Pat Carroll, the voice of Ursula.
And I help him.
Yes, I do.
Disney legend and Imagineer Bob Gurr.
Pedro Hare, the voice of Belle.
Feast! Disney Resort TV's Stacey J. Oswald.
And author Ridley Pearson.
And Bill Farmer, the voice of Goofy.
Something wrong here.
And so many more. You'll also hear your favorite Disney Parks Parade music.
Follow us on Twitter at Disney Podcaster and on Facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast.
To get even more Disney fun, download our sister show, the Disney Parks Podcast, on iTunes. Tune in to Stars and Motor Cars, presented by the Disney Parks Podcast, Saturday afternoons at 6 p.m. Eastern,
3 p.m. Pacific, only on Sorcerer Radio.
SRSounds.com.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.